Brett Hayes is Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, holds a PhD in Government and Politics from the University of Maryland. He knows a lot about so many things. I never know where to go, but let's start on a place I know you have a great deal of interest, and that is the Russian interference. What do you make of this?
The indictments released by Mueller last week were a big step forward for the investigation. I mean, one of the things that Trump has continually said is that there's been basically no evidence that there's been effort by the Russians to interfere with the election. I mean, he obviously says no collusion all the time, but it's been strange in the sense that his own intelligence officials have basically said that there's been interference, and he's essentially pushed that aside, denied it, and only kind of focused on this notion of the legitimacy of his own election. But now,
saying Brad, I don't believe it. I don't believe
it. That's what he keeps saying, and of course he hasn't said anything to the contrary yet. But now, as a matter of public record, we have documentation of the nature of the interference. Of the 13 individuals and the three organizations that were involved, and that is I think an important step in undercutting the idea that there's no smoke here, that there's an awful lot of smoke here, and that it also makes the case of against Mueller, right, the effort to dismiss Mueller, that much more difficult, because he's demonstrating very clearly that there are significant causes for concern. There was criminal activity, et cetera, et cetera. And so this, I think, is a major, major step forward, even if, in fact, these indictments themselves didn't create a bridge between the administration and the Russian interference or the Russian influence itself.
There is, of course, as you suggest, the key question of the smoking gun. There is no smoking gun yet. We know the Russians did it. We know he denied that they were doing it, or seemed to deny that they were doing it. But there is no point at which we now know that anybody from the Trump team yet colluded with the Russians to make this happen.
And there are lots of things we don't know yet, right? I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, is been interesting about this investigation, is the degree to which, you know, kind of information comes out slowly and is very much controlled by the investigators themselves. But we know some things that are pretty important, right? We know that Paul Manafort has basically denied any type of criminal culpability, and he's pushed back in a way that we haven't seen others push back. But his partner, right, Gates, is now cooperating with the investigation. They had the Queen for a Day interview, which is that idea that an individual will answer pretty much any question put before them by the prosecutors as a way of gathering information and making an official record of this. And that suggests, of course, that the investigation itself is digging down to other people that were involved with the campaign. And so, you know, in terms of the smoking gun, you know, yes, that has not come out yet. But increasingly what we're seeing is a lot of the smoke that we were talking about. And with all of this smoke, one of the things that I think Trump becomes more in jeopardy of is the obstruction of justice case, which, in other words, that the stronger there is evidence that there was Russian involvement and that certain members of the campaign were at least aware of this, the more likely it becomes that there was some kind of cover-up, given what Trump himself has said about the termination of Director Comey. So, you know, all of these parts are still moving, but they're fitting together a little bit more clearly as the investigation unfolds.
You know, there was a point at which I think Trump was talking to some Russians and said, we don't have to worry about the Russian thing anymore. I just fired Comey.
That's right. And he said to Lester Holt on NBC
Sure.
News, you know, he thought, oh, this whole Russia thing. Right? I mean, he said as much. in public. It's, you know, one of the tricky things about Trump, of course, is that he speaks in these vagaries, that it's difficult to nail down his exact meaning. But again, you know, when you start putting these puzzles together, where there appears as if there was interaction between his campaign and Russian operatives, that there was a sustained effort by these Russian operatives to interfere with American elections, and that the cloud of this, he wanted to get away, right? And so the person that was running the investigation, at least in his eyes, Comey, you know, needs to be dealt with, and he fires him, right? And he basically admits to that series of events, and one of, or at least in terms of the his allusion to the whole Russia thing, and you know, that's suggestive that there could be an obstruction of justice case to be made.
So why doesn't, if he fired Comey for that reason, why doesn't he fire Mueller for the same reason?
Well,
in his way,
I think in part because of the problems that firing Comey has caused him, and you know. The of course, and he's upset about the existence of Mueller, right? I mean, he has said repeatedly, is fumed at his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, for recusing himself, right? And he's we saw the attack on Rod Rosenstein as the individual that kind of controls that particular operation, right? And there was this effort in some ways to undercut him in a way that might suggest some legitimacy in firing him. And then, of course, if you fire Rosenstein, then you have an opportunity, of course, to terminate Mueller.
As long as I'm sitting here, I may as well give you something I've said before. He has to fire Mueller. Because as the noose gets tighter around his neck, Trump's neck on a political noose, this is going to be something he says. It's either him or me. So no matter what anybody says to me, I'm going to fire him.
Here's the challenge, though. You can fire Mueller. You cannot fire a grand jury. There is an impaneled grand jury on this very point. Right. And so, in other words, the DOJ is likely to continue that investigation one way or the other.
Why? His own guy is the attorney general.
Well, but the fact that there is the judiciary is essentially involved now suggests a certain kind of duty that the prosecutors have to carry through the case. Right. And so this is part of the challenge. I mean, I think you're talking about the move of. You know, firing Mueller. I mean, the pardoning power continues to loom large here.
Sure.
Right? You know, one version of the how do I get out of this is that I pardon everybody for anything that could be associated with this. Now, those are federal charges, right? There might still be issues of state charges, but those are federal charges. And that you know, perhaps could then do away with the investigation. I mean, the fallout for those kinds of things, popularly, I'm not sure about among the party elites, but popularly, I think would still be significant. And, you know, he may feel that he just doesn't want to go there. So, in other words, there are still options on the table, as you were suggesting. But those options, I would think, would still have rather deep costs. Even in this environment where there doesn't seem to be consequences for political action, I think we're still talking about some lines that, again, the American people would have some issues with.
Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College, holds a PhD in Government and Politics from the University of Maryland. Brad, we're very grateful to have you here with us.
Always great to be on, Alan.